JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Planning on starting your bachelor's degree in information technology this year? Listen as we tell you how you can qualify for an overseas scholarship. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome and do stay with us. Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best. The Governor General's Program for Excellence, GGPE, is pleased to announce the I Believe Initiative's second Bachelor in Information Technology Scholarship. This is an education partnership with Monroe College in New York and Scotia Foundation. The scholarship covers full tuition for 4 years, beginning August 2015, and is tenable at the New Rochelle campus of Monroe College, New York. Here's how to qualify. You must be a Jamaican citizen and a recent graduate of a Jamaican high school or college. Additionally, you must have a minimum of 7 CXC or CSEC passes at grades 1 and 2 and at least 3 CAPE passes at grades 1, 2 and 3. Candidates, you should also have a strong sense of volunteerism and demonstrate a willingness to contribute to Jamaica's growth and development. The recipient will be required to fund the full cost of living and accommodation expenses for the duration of their study. If you want to be considered for the scholarship, you must apply to Monroe College by May 1, 2015 and be accepted. Applicants may apply online at monroecollege.edu. Along with the application, you will be required to submit your high school transcripts, CSEC, CXC or CAPE results and 2 letters of recommendation. The IBI Monroe Scotia Foundation Scholarship application forms are available at ibelieveinitiative.org and completed forms should be emailed to ibi@ibelieveinitiative.org. If you are successful, you will be required to serve in Jamaica for a minimum of 3 years on completion of studies.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Under Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan, the aim is for Jamaicans to be living in safe communities with modern and effective ways of maintaining law and order. Also by 2030, it is hoped that there will be a decrease in criminal networks and the empowering of families and communities to solve conflicts peacefully. Our community notice for today. The Bethel United Church of Jesus Christ Apostolic will be hosting its annual convocation from April 6 to 11 at 20 South Camp Road, Kingston 4, under the theme Ambassadors of Christ, Manifesting Kingdom Power and Authority. Nightly service begins at 6 p.m. and on Saturday, April 11, there will be a health expo starting at 10 a.m. and Sunday school rally starting at 4 p.m. And now for our glimpse of Jamaica.
My grandmother used to grow me on, like, in the morning we would have our coffee made in the coffee bag. You understand? She would make it out of her old trousers pocket. Put the coffee in there, boil the water, throw it in the bag, make coffee. And let me tell you one thing. Her coffee bag always have a hole. So the drugs would go down into the coffee and she didn't have a strainer. So we, the grandchildren, had to drink it with the drugs. Right? Then she would make like a dumpling, open the fire hot, like because we use the wood fire, put it in there to bake, share it with your coffee, and guess what? It was always the good old coconut milk.
Why not share some of your memories with us? Email us at glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.